Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it's Alan Hahn, it's Bart Scott, it's Barton Hahn. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're in New York physically, but we weren't for the last 2 hours, Bart. We thank Don LaGreca for handling our heavy work when it comes to the Joe Shane press conference and all the discussion after that.
I was in the metaverse.
You were in the metaverse. We were here somewhere floating around, so we thank everybody for covering for us there. We apologize, though, for those who were like, where the hell are you guys? Well, here we are. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation. So much to get to, Bart, including Joe Shane and what he had to say about what he's going to do with the Giants going forward. I guess it won't be Sean Payton, even though Sean Payton is technically going to – like it's almost like –
Sean Payton under contract.
When you see that press conference yesterday and Sean Payton is talking about how it's time to step away, but it doesn't mean that I won't coach again. It's just time to take a step back or whatever he wants to do, right? There's not one part of you, if you own the Giants, it's like, whoa, 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 what are we doing? Hang on a second. This guy's available at some point in the next year?
And he has ties
to the organization? This guy? And by the way, never mind that. There's another team in our division that might...
Think the Washington football team?
You know what I mean? Like, hang on a second. The Washington football team? What are you talking about? The Dallas freaking Cowboys. So Sean Payton, who... What would you put him? Power rank all the coaches in the league. Bill Belichick is at number one. Is he like in the top five with Andy Reid? Like he's got to be Harbaugh, Tomlin, and then him. He's got to be there, right?
He's there.
All right. So if he's a top five coach and he's available and you're the New York football Giants and you find out that Sean Payton is now taking a step down from the Saints and he could take a year, he could, a season, and then come back. And the team in your division.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones and the Cowboys are linked to him, and you're just like, no, we're good. We're going to be fine. There's not a little bit of you that's going, whoa, wait, let's slow this down here. Joe Shane, hang on. Hey, Joe, do you know Sean by any chance?
Yeah.
Do we want to at least reach out?
It's a proven commodity.
I understand Brian Daboll. I get it.
It's a known commodity.
Brian Flores. You're going to hear Dan Quinn. That sounds nice. But none of them sound like Sean Payton is the new coach of the Giants.
Yeah. And you talk about restoring faith in the organization. And that's really what it's about because the fan base is just fatigued. They don't know what to believe. They don't know who to believe. How many times have they fell for banana in the tailpipe? Oh, we got McAdoo. And McAdoo actually did a great job. It's funny. McAdoo actually probably has done the best job out of the three coaches, the two coaches that preceded him.
Fair point.
He was the best. He was the best.
He did
coach.
Outwin them.
Yeah, he's the best coach.
What's
in the
amazing
last 5 years.
Is Pat Shurmur had more wins, one, but still had more wins than Joe Judge. I don't know. There's just like it's all I could think about yesterday was they're about to announce this new GM, and where they all we're going to care about is who's your coach.
Him. We wish it wasn't him.
No. All you're going to care about is who's your coach, and all I know is that Sean Payton, one of the top five coaches in the league, will be available. At some point in the next 12 months.
In the near future, yep.
And he won't be available to you because we all know, once you hire whoever you hire, you're still paying Joe Judge. Are you done paying Shurmur?
I don't even know.
So there's no way you're hiring a guy for 1 year and then firing him to get Sean Payton. So just take your name off the list for a guy who's a top five coach who could be back in the league.
Life's about timing.
And Tim Hasselbeck, 2 hours ago, you could have heard it, but you didn't. He was on with us, and he said, don't discount New York as a place that Sean Payton would be interested in.
Checks a lot of boxes for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
How are you not right now just like wringing your hands, saying to yourself like,
but that's
wait a minute.
But that's New York.
We didn't know. Everybody knew. Keyshawn Johnson told us in December Sean Payton could be walking away from
New
Orleans.
We had a whole discussion about
it. You got to be aware of this.
Bro, we had a whole discussion about this, about, oh, he can be like Bill Belichick. He can be the general manager slash all at the same time.
So now I got to listen to this dude who, again, Joe Shane has a good resume. He's worked with Brandon Bean. Bill Parcells approved. All the things that check all the boxes you want. I know.
I hate when y'all do that. Last time somebody approved somebody, it was Peyton Manning. It was the worst thing ever happened to us in our life.
But, well, how about Joe Judge? He was approved by Bill Belichick. How'd that work out?
Oh, damn.
So
And Nick Saban.
All the boxes are checked. But I have a hard time. A hard time just, no, it's good. It'll be good. Sean Payton is out there right now, but it's good. It's fine. It's going to be fine. Now, you might not have a chance because what are you going to do? Just not have a year? You're going to have a year and do nothing? Well, the Texans kind of did that. Did they not?
David Culley is available.
Nick Caserio was like, yeah, you know. I
David Culley's available for a one-year game. If that's his new job.
Space holder. Hey,
listen, don't feel because if he come here and he get a three-year deal, he's still going to be paying for four years from two different organizations at the same time. You can't feel sorry for him.
Think about that division. Think about the Eagles. They have a young – I just mentioned.
They got three first-round draft.
You mentioned Washington. Like they have Rivera, but you have an opportunity to get a guy who's a top five coach. And as I've said, I mean, did I not say the Giants' job is unlike any other job, and you got to get somebody with a resume who can you put up at that podium that represents the franchise the right way? All those things that you need to have, right? Little blood in the ground, like all of it.
Yeah,
all of that, everything is Sean Payton.
And we know
and we all knew there was a buildup to this. I just want to know, are we okay? Are we all, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're okay with just saying, nope, don't need him. We're good.
I mean, look at what he's done. Look at his resume. He took over one of the worst organizations in the league and made
his
him a
perennial. Impact on the city.
Yeah, 15 years. A perennial powerhouse. Not only won one Super Bowl, but they won so many division titles. And they always had a reservation for the playoffs. So,
well, of the things that Joe Shane, the new GM of the Giants, talked about, Bart, one of them is the fact that he doesn't believe in complete teardowns. They did a rebuild or a build up in Buffalo.
I mean, what will they do with the Giants? The guys before, don't act like he didn't inherit a good roster. I mean, Rex was what, 8-8?
Well, I mean,
six.
I think. Yeah, I'm going to get to that one, but here's first and foremost. What he talked about, what we're talking about here, which is, of course, the first most important thing for him to do, along with John Mara and Steve Tisch, is bring in a coach. So what exactly is he looking for in a coach? Here's what he said.
First off, you know, leadership. You got to be able to lead the team. You know, I think you have to be able to put together a good staff. You know, I think it's imperative that you have coaches that have coached in the NFL, that have a proven track record. I think you got to be able to develop players. You know, we have 11 draft picks. You know, it's going to be important that some of those young players may have to be major contributors for us in 2022. So the willingness to play young players. You know, I think intelligence is important. I think being progressive in your approach to coaching, whether it's with analytics, you know, when to go, when not to go, when to punt. I think you got to be open to all that stuff. You got to be open to sports performance, strength and conditioning. You know, you got to listen to the experts in their fields. And those are, you know, some of the major qualities that I'm looking for, you know, as we move forward.
Can I just point out real quick? So Dan Dugan, who writes for The Athletic, covers the Giants, pointed out, as you heard, Joe Shane said 11 draft picks. They actually have 9.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
Oopsies.
Yeah.
He's counting 2 for the next year.
I mean, he's new.
He's talking about the compensatory picks they're probably going to get. He could have kind of added that in. They'll get compensatory picks if people leave.
Well, but you're not, you know. Yeah. Look, we're nitpicking, of course.
He sounds like Joe Judge.
The minute I heard his voice, I was like, whoa, are we playing like an old clip? But
sounds like a bit of a rebuild for me.
Looking for a leader, you want that to be a head coach, but I feel like it's New York. It's different than any other. You're not getting the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. This is a different job that has different demands, and the previous coach proved that to you when he just started cracking at the end of the season under the pressure of media scrutiny. Like, you got to have a guy that comes in here sure of himself, of what he's going to do. Like, I'll give Mike McCarthy this much credit. He went to Dallas, not an easy place to go. He has a resume. He has a ring. He chose to go there. The Giants chose not to give him full autonomy, so I'm not interested. I'm going there.
Yeah.
Right? So go there, which is just like going to play in New York. It's the same thing. Same intensity, same scrutiny, all that, plus Jerry Jones on top of it. And right now, he's heading into a season where hovering over him will be Sean Payton. The whole year. They're already questioning him and whether he can do the job, and he's got to continue to do it with the fact that a future Hall of Fame coach is hanging over his head, and every move he makes will be scrutinized until fire him and hire Sean Payton becomes a topic of conversation by Thanksgiving.
The hashtag.
Right? So, but he's got to handle it, and he can. You know he can. Who are you hiring for the Giants that's going to fill that type of a personality and that type of a role?
That's why I don't know if you go with a first-time head coach, which limits your options.
And that's Brian Daboll, who's been in the league a long time.
Yeah. Done a lot.
But all these guys, I say the same thing. Do you know what you're getting yourself into? Because they all say, yeah, I do. I can handle it. I can handle it. I'm built like that. I'm built tough. Are you? Because this is different, man.
Yeah.
These people around here, they needle you until you completely fall to pieces. Joe Judge's a tough guy. Serious? Tough personality, right.
Who do you think y'all talking to?
And then you go on 11-minute rate. You go on 11-minute tirades. Wasn't it Pat Sharp that says how football is done? Or was that Mickey Callaway?
Oh, that whole explanation of how we play the game?
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They've all cracked. It's like Carrie. It's like the movie Carrie. They all are going to laugh at you.
Let's see. This one's interesting also about Joe Shane. Again, 42 years old. And again, well-respected, well-liked.
Oh, 42, they could have picked me to be the general manager. I'll fix this crap.
Why is this job the one for him?
In the interview, it was John, Steve, and Chris. And you can feel their passion and desire to do whatever it takes to get back and get two of those. So that, along with being given all the resources to try to build the team, that was very attractive to me. And the history of this franchise, ever since I've been in the NFL, I was started in 2000. In 2001, I was at Carolina. John Fox came in 2002. He came from the Giants. And he always put the New York Giants in high regard. And that's the reputation around the NFL. It's a very good job. So, again, my relationship and communication with John, Steve, and Chris on the interview, it felt right. It felt right for me and my family. And we're going to be given the resources to do what we need to do. And they checked all the boxes for me.
Can we hit refresh button? Because if you ask the last three coaches of the Giants, they probably would say it's not a great job.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
No, Judge probably gives it a negative remark.
But he's talking about it as far as a GM goes. You are given the resources. They will spend.
What are the resources? I need specifics.
Well, he's not going to give you a lot of specifics here. They're never going to lay out the actual plan. No. A lot of times these press conferences are essentially just a lot of platitudes and promises that, you know, are carefully put out there. Mm-hmm. And you, as you know, and we've done this in the past, then it's used against you 3 years from now when you failed and it's time to move on to the next GM.
Generational talent, bot.
Well, the roster, though, you got to admit, when we came into the season, you felt like they were a team to watch. You thought they could be a playoff team.
I thought they had enough talent.
So that means, though, that the roster wasn't exactly a complete failure, right?
Yeah, now things have
the changed. Offensive line didn't hold up the way it was supposed to.
Well, you get rid of that money off of Nate Solder.
Yeah. But injuries was the biggest issue with this team more than anything, wasn't it? I mean, Saquon never really got back to being Saquon. Daniel Jones got injured, and then they had no – which is to me, there's your roster issue.
I'm not
you had no backup answer.
I'm not qualified to speak on the Giants.
You don't know football?
I don't know anything about football.
Well, New York football. So here's Joe Shane talking about that giant roster, and he sees kind of the same thing. Like, this isn't a roster that's completely bare.
Yeah, I think when everybody was on the field together, I think there's some pieces. You know, you watch that New Orleans game, that's a game I reflected upon where, you know, some of their better players made good plays down the stretch. So, you know, I do think there are pieces in place. Again, I think with you add, you know, a young foundation through the draft, you know, again, I want to see progress. You know, obviously there's some positions that, you know, are a little bit more devoid of talent than others. So, again, we're going to look to add talent across the board. And, again, just to see progress and put a competitive, you know, team on the field next year is very important.
Progress is important. Here's the question that always is asked to anyone new in a position of power. So, is there a playoff expectation with this team then if there's talent here? Everybody always asks that question. Whoever the coach is going to be asked that question. The new GM, Joe Shane, was asked that question.
It's really just about progress. We need to see progress. We need to see the team getting better. We need to see competition. We need to see the offense get better. We need to see the defense get better. We want to see progress throughout the entire football operation is what we're looking for. We're not going to make any playoff statements or anything like that. We just want to see progress and see that we're building to something in the future, and we're going to build the foundation as soon as we can.
Trust the process, Bart.
Scary cat.
Trust the process.
Scaredy cat.
No, I think he's being smart.
Scaredy cat.
I think he's being smart.
Scaredy cat.
No.
Listen, I came in with a guy that came in his first press conference. I ain't come to kiss no damn rings. Well, and he ain't kiss no damn rings.
Well, that's Rex is a different is also the coach, not the GM. All right? I don't believe Mike Tannenbaum was saying that stuff.
What the hell is progress? Progress is winning 5 games. What the hell are we talking about?
I mean,
we don't want to see no damn progress.
How about you get to 500 before we start talking playoffs?
Like, bro.
You're going to ask the question. No, but I don't have a problem with that. I'm not picking on that. There's nothing that he said that was wrong. But in these press conferences, they don't say anything. You know, what could he possibly say? He's a GM. I'm going to try to do some stuff. I'd like a coach like this.
Well, maybe Mara should have been there so we can ask Mara that.
Well, Mara did speak. He did say
something. Because Mara made it seem like they hadn't been doing a good job, and this is a roster that should win, and they should be winning now. It's not like they're starting over like the Jets, and they don't have a lot of guys under contract that's getting paid a lot of damn money. Like, you still, I want to know, hey, what do you feel about Saquon Barkley? What do you feel about Daniel Jones? Mm-hmm. You just paid for Kenny Galladay. You can't get rid of him. You got Peppers. You got Logan Ryan. You got Adoree Jackson. Like, you got Ingram. Like, hey, what are we doing with this?
Daniel Jones is obviously a big topic of conversation throughout this whole thing.
Saquon Barkley, too, to me, should be.
Mara really made it clear when he was talking that they failed Daniel Jones, that they did everything they could to ruin the kid. Like it was a pretty direct comment that he made. So that is certainly something to consider, that they really do believe in this kid. And if they do, then I expect, A, you'll continue to try to make sure that he can be successful, and B, not only get the guy an offensive line, can you get the guy like a legit backup play? He's a young quarterback. Can we get him somebody? Like, it's the same thing. I got mad at the Jets the same reason.
Did you see Mike White?
You got to, yep. Stop.
Mike White.
Can you give me, with Daniel Jones, somebody like-minded that can at least help him along? That is in the quarterback room.
Who is that?
Like, to say Mike Glennon was a great answer as a – come on,
well, Mike,
man.
Well, Mike Glennon had seen a lot of football. Like, so
that's nice.
What I'm saying is what you're suggesting, I don't think you go get somebody that
to compete?
Is going to be there to meet. Yeah,
Mitch Trubisky?
This point, yeah, that's
no?
what I said. That's what I said.
Well, that's what I'm looking at. A similar type quarterback, guy that can run a little bit.
But last time we saw Mitch Trubisky, they wanted to kill him in Chicago. They hated him in Chicago.
They love him in Buffalo, though. Maybe he.
Yeah, because they never had to see him.
Marcus Mariota.
That's about the same.
Well, like, you're not going to get a starting quality guy to be a backup. Nobody's going to come here to be, you know, to not have some type of compete for the job.
Tyrod Taylor.
And he's always been Johnny backup now.
Yes,
right?
that's his role.
Tyrod Taylor is
the new Josh McCown.
He's like OJ in the Naked Gun movies, where somehow, some way, this poor guy gets hurt. Something happens to him. And he can't finish the movie. Like, it's always something. Yeah, then we see him at the end of the movie.
Yeah, sorry, Tyrod, you got shingles. What? Yeah, shingles in it, and it all comes out on your fingers. Sorry.
888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Mark in Brooklyn. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, guys, how you doing? First time, long time. I just want to say really quick, I'm a DoorDash driver in Brooklyn, and you guys keep me sane during the day, so thank you for that.
You keep us fed.
DoorDash is our people, you know what I'm saying? You ain't heard my read on DoorDash?
I'm surprised you haven't delivered to us yet.
I loved how you guys were playing Alicia Keys earlier, by the way. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Bart doesn't understand Alicia like
but
I do.
But they're trolling me. Listen, do you agree with me? I said Alicia Keys is the Chaka Khan of her generation. Like, Chaka Khan has some hits. She's an icon, but she ain't no damn Whitney Houston. She ain't no Mariah Carey. You know what I mean? She ain't none of them. But she's good. She ain't great. And listen, Lakeisha Keys got some hits, but she ain't Mary. You know what I'm saying? But she all right.
Mark,
happy birthday, by the way.
Mark, don't let us get off track here. What do you want to talk about? Because we'll do this all day.
Mark, I won't tell your secrets.
I just wanted to just ask you guys, you know, what you thought of John Mara's comments about Daniel Jones, and what you thought the best way to go about handling the upcoming season would be. Would it be you know, if they like him, should they, or if they don't like him, should they draft a quarterback? Because I feel like if they drafted somebody like Pickett or somebody like that, they're just doing what they did with Daniel Jones and reaching again.
I don't.
So I kind of wanted your thoughts on that.
I don't think they draft one here because he's still young. So it's not like they have to draft a quarterback. I just think they've got to do better in the room for him. And there, and I would also I do think it's fair to have a little comp. Like, give me a little competition. Get a guy in here. Bring in somebody who's also fairly young, who feels like he still can compete for a number one job, and bring him in. Let's go do that. Yeah. Or
Mariota,
bring me in a veteran,
or Jameis Winston,
or a veteran.
Jameis.
I think again, you know, with Jameis, like, I think it creates a bigger story.
So make up your mind. You want somebody come here that think they can win, and somebody that's going to be cheap, that's coming off an injury, somebody that's played at a high level, throwing for over 5,000 yards.
Well,
in this league.
It's clear they're not doing that. It's clear by the way both Joe Shane and John Mara spoke. They don't have any intention on removing. They want to give Daniel Jones all the chance they can.
Okay.
To be great before they have to make a decision on his option.
Yeah, I tell you what they need to do, and what every New York team needs to do, they need to be a vulture over this Saints rebuild, because it is superstars that will become available.
You've been
whether it's Michael Thomas, whether it's Armstead. If you need some quick help, some quick relief, you got Cam Jordan, who had 13 sacks. He's 33 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, you can poach that, because they're going to be – you talk about a yard sale. Man, I tell you what, Marcus Williams needs to be a Jet. If you're a Jet and you said, oh, yeah, we don't have a Marcus May, we lost Jamal Adams, this is a Pro Bowl available.
It's too much. It's too much Jets. Today's about the
Giants. No. I'm saying New York
team.
Where
they go from here. No, you're right.
They need Armstead.
Everybody should be picking the carcass of the Saints right now.
Armstead is a great – tackle. Teams in New York need a tackle. I will be poaching now. They got 11 picks, he said. You need to send three of them to New Orleans.
I'm going to leave it here.
I want this stinking read.
888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to your calls on what do the Giants do from here. And also, if you're picking anything from the Saints, it should be their coach. That's what it should be. But it probably won't be. So
not
who
available.
Should it be for the Giants? The next move for them and more after Bart tells us about O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get the parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it outside or bring it to your curbside. Or choose to have your parts delivered right to your front door with free shipping on most things over $35. Mm-hmm. Get your order quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. Back after this. Who should they pick? Oh.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han.
Cookie chicken.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is why I feel like
I'm not made
for TikTok. Because you really need to be able to dance.
No, you don't. You just got to be able to gyrate.
I need all my reads.
I'm in the kitchen.
You got to be able to gyrate.
Singing as a kicker.
Everything's a dance, man.
No, it's a swag. You got swag.
I don't have swag.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm old.
Cooking chicken.
I just chill. Like, TikTok's not meant for chill.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Apparently, Brooklyn's not meant for James Harden. He's not happy.
him not happy.
He's not
you wouldn't be happy too.
He's not
like
happy
you
to
came here. You came here to be the third guy. And now you got
to
do all the heavy
to the
lifting.
Lakers. He's got his triple double.
I'm tired
not
as
enough.
Hell. Yeah, I'm tired as hell.
People come to the building to watch the other team play. It almost feels like the Garden sometimes. Yep. You know.
Brick James come back, put on a show.
Did you see him?
He steal the ball twice. The lazy passes. Lazy.
The best is he points to him like, here, no. Go here. And LeBron's like, all right.
But then he just tore that up. And then he wanted to talk to Michael Strahan. Pointed Michael Strahan at the side. Don't worry, LeBrick, keep that same energy, Mr. 8th place Lakers, when you get their ass kicked. Now,
I'm not a LeBrick fan.
You looking up there, like if they would have had either one or more of their guys, it would have been Russell Westbrook is a
what? What is he?
It's over with, man.
Really? You think it's over?
He need to go play in the big three, dog. Like,
I mean, his
he don't mix with anybody.
Well, I think he's
does he have talent? Yeah,
singular. Like, he's a guy that on his own.
Exactly. He need to be Allen Iverson with McKee.
It's kind of like
and
that.
He need McKee, Eric Snow, all those dudes around him, so he can just do everything.
I think you're not wrong. I just don't think he doesn't know what to do in the ball.
He don't mix with anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wish he didn't gamble so much defensively.
See the air ball three? Jeez. Like, bro, are you serious?
But he gambles a lot defensively, and I wish he didn't because he has the physical attributes and the compete to be a great defender.
You know who he need? Larry Brown.
Oh, God.
He needs somebody like that to say, no, come here, son. Let me show you how you got to play.
I don't even know if they get along. Larry Brown's really tough on his point.
Yes.
Guard. He's tough on
just
his point.
Just ask AI, Chauncey Billups.
Ask him all.
He needs,
ask Stephon Marbury.
He needed somebody like that during his career to teach him how to play basketball.
One, he'd have to.
And I'm not saying he can't play basketball. He's not a talent. I'm talking about how to play the game.
Scott Brooks got a
no, lot. I'm talking about how to play the game, how to run a team. Remember how many times Chase used to sit Chauncey down? Him and Chauncey was butting heads for a minute.
Yep.
Him and AI
LB's
for a
hard,
minute.
He hard to play for, but the guy always knew what he was
made,
doing.
He made Chauncey a great player. Yeah. Chauncey was a guy whose career was considered a bust going to the Celtics coming out. And Larry Brown changed his life.
Mm-hmm. And they won a championship together. It's pretty amazing.
Russell's going to have to change his game.
Harden's denying the reports we talked about yesterday, the Bleacher Report stuff about him not being happy in Brooklyn and you know, being frustrated with the team and all that stuff. And he admitted he is frustrated.
Wouldn't you?
I mean, everybody would be frustrated with where they are. Kyrie's not playing home games. KD's hurt. And he's got to do all the work, which is why he left Houston. I don't want to do all the work. He left Houston for the same reasons. Now he's doing the same thing here just to stay afloat. But I still say once we get to playoffs, I think that's what they're just trying to get there.
He's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
They're losing.
Yeah, right.
That way,
you don't want to be a top four.
Yeah, that way, they got Kyrie for four games instead of three.
Yeah,
it's a perfect strategy.
So apparently, John Mara also today with the media talked about Deshaun Watson. They just basically said we're not trading for Deshaun Watson.
Why?
That's what he said. Can you turn off TikTok for a second?
I wasn't trying to do that. I was trying to turn it off.
But he said it's for many reasons, and he mentioned cap wise couldn't afford to. And also said with the allegations out there, it's not the right fit. Hey, I mean, look, you have Daniel Jones. That if you're going to trade for anybody, it's Russell Wilson. Like, that's what you do. If you're like trying to be aggressive and trying to win, that's where you go. Deshaun Watson and everything that surrounds bringing him in.
But that'd have a conclusion to it. I have to disagree because that'd be a conclusion.
No, I'm adding to. He's trying to say it's not just about allegations, and I'm saying. But that's ahead of your cap issue because you can always finagle the cap.
Exactly.
It's more about we bring him in and we don't know. There's a lot of unknown about Deshaun Watson and his immediate future and
days.
Availability.
About 30 days, you'll know.
Well, maybe, maybe not.
You'll know before free agency. You'll know before free agency and guess who's cheaper.
I guess you could, yeah.
And guess who's cheaper than Russell Wilson? Deshaun Watson. He only counts like $25 million
and
against
younger.
The cap.
Yeah, and he's younger.
He's only 26 years old.
All right, well, he's already eliminated that, that's out.
Way to go. Great job.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I know you were mad about something else.
Was I? I'm mad about a lot of stuff.
You were mad about
baseball.
Yeah. So David Ortiz gets in the Hall of Fame.
Joke.
Bonds and Clemens, their 10th time, they're out now. The only other way they get in now is if they're in with the
this is why baseball is behind cornhole. Specifically because of this. Because they won't adapt and adjust
their
rules. But
this isn't about baseball.
Listen.
This is not a baseball thing. This is a baseball writer's thing. This is not baseball. Major League Baseball made millions. Jeff Passan said it. He's right. They made millions, maybe even a billion, off the backs of these guys that now off the pimpled backs of Mark McGwire and everybody else.
These writers, your what do you call them?
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
Y'all in the same industry because you're a sports writer. Your colleagues.
Yes, colleagues. They're brethren.
Frauds. They're frauds. Because they made it about a popularity contest. Because Ortiz are in the same Mitchell report as Barry Bonds. And he goes the first time. Remember, the very first
but
time.
Bonds so that also means, had that Balco. The clear was something he admitted. Okay. I mean, it's a little bit different.
Listen.
I'm not saying it's right.
That's what I don't understand. What other sport eliminates people from being in the Hall of Fame because of steroids? None.
What other sport has only writers deciding who's in the Hall of
That's
Fame?
That's the point. You got all these dorks that couldn't hit a baseball off a tee. If they had,
five shots, that
it does because they don't appreciate the talent and what it takes.
Oh,
to
I think
a,
they appreciate
great.
See, again, it's not that they don't appreciate his talent.
They're making it personal because he wasn't a guy that was friendly to the media, and this is their opportunity and way.
So you think Ortiz is in and
because
barely
because they love him
because he's a lovable character.
Guy. He's the Big Poppy. Everybody loves Big Poppy. You know, Big Poppy this, Big Poppy that. But Big Poppy was in those same. He was in those same reports. Same report.
It is amazing at the age of 27, he was a bust in Minnesota, then goes to Boston. He was incredible.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Guess what Barry Bonds was doing when he was 27? He had won three MVPs. He had won three MVPs when he was skinny. He was out there looking like Eddie Ruffin off the Five Heartbeats, and he was sitting around there. He already had three MVPs. He's had two MVP seasons separately.
I want you to hear Jeff Passan, who covers baseball for ESPN. And it's a real interesting take that he has, though, on the idea of Bonds, Clemens, guys like that from that era being shunned from the Hall of Fame when you consider that during its time. Now, looking back, when you know what you know is different. But at the time, these were guys that were carrying the sport.
Major League Baseball, in a lot of ways, paralleled Barry Bonds. There was an enormous amount of greed. A desire to be bigger and better. The difference was Major League Baseball used Barry Bonds, and he was seen as disposable. And just like with Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Roger Clemens, other PED users who helped not just bring the sport back but give it resonance throughout the country, they were disposed of when they were not needed anymore. And it's a dirty and ugly part of this story.
It is. It is part of the story.
I wonder how many of those writers was writing about Barry Bonds and selling papers because of what Barry Bonds was doing, and all of a sudden now he's dead to him.
Well, they'll say that. Well, we didn't know at the time. Yeah, I mean, that's the argument. So it's a very interesting one. It is one that just isn't going away.
So do they not know about Ortiz? Do they not know about the allegations of Ortiz? He didn't have to wait 10 years.
But allegations is a lot different.
Okay, because somebody admit that they took the clear. I didn't know the clear was a steroid.
So I don't want to make this about Ortiz. I think it's fair to make it, though, about Bonds.
What I'm saying is Ortiz was indicated in the same reports.
Yeah, the Mitchell report had hundreds of names in it, though.
Yeah, but his was leaked.
Yes.
And it seems like it didn't matter. It had zero impact.
It's hard to get away from this, from the idea that this is an era we all remember, those of us that were around for it. You remember how important it was to the sport after the strike in 94 to have those years to get everybody back on track with the sport, get back into the sport, enthusiasm back into the sport. And these guys were front and center of it. And now, you know, they're not going to be regarded in what, like I said, Michael Kay calls the plaque room. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we'll finish up with your calls on this, on what the Giants should do going forward. Sean Payton is out there. Would you have to wait a year for him? Is it worth it? Or not. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
They said we were nuts back in the fall of 1979, saying that all sports 24 hours a day would make it on TV. And now you say we're nuts trying to start ESPN Radio? We're dead serious. We know you like us on TV, and if you do, you'll love us on radio.
30 years and counting. This is ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Bart and Han.
No, this, now Bruno Mars, I can, you know what I'm saying? That dude's talented.
He can sing anything.
Now, he's talented.
Anything.
He's talented.
Like, you could, he's a guy that you put him on stage and you could just yell out genres, he could do it.
He reminds me of,
I like, really believe he could do it.
He's like an old soul, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
old,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Bebop dude. He's, yeah. But he's different. He's unique. Like, Bruno Mars or The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, very talented. People are like, oh, you need to get on The Weeknd. Man, I've been on The Weeknd. It's just,
I think I like Bruno better than The Weeknd.
I completely agree. Did you know Cam Chancellor has shoes, has a shoe line?
What? What do they call it? Air Cams?
No, seriously. They're actually kind of nice. Mark Nolan is the brand, but it's like,
how much they cost?
Like, not bad. $125.
Nah, man. I'm get some good man. So, and the weird, everybody from the Legion, like, you got Russell Wilson with the good man joints or Common. Common Project, one of them. And they both got shoes. Yeah. I wonder if it's a Seattle thing.
Interesting. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. It did suddenly get cold. Let's go to Eli. Eli, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, man? I think the Giants should probably hire Doug Peterson as their head coach and then possibly trade.
But they hate Doug Peterson because what he did to keep him out of the playoffs.
Yeah, he'd have to first apologize, right?
Like, I'm sorry for putting in the who's the guy? Yeah, well,
if you're Joe Judge, too, you're like,
really?
But I still have a job if we made the playoffs the year before?
But he got a Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, he does have a Super Bowl ring. You're right. And he's been good with –
So, I mean,
with,
even
– I mean, how did he do with
when Carson Wentz? Got – Yeah, when Carson Wentz got hurt, I mean, even before he got hurt, they were balling.
They
were. The Eagles were actually kind of scary.
Yeah. I don't, Bart, how do you feel about Doug Peterson as a Giants hire? Would you be like,
I mean, listen,
like my reaction to that is like this. Meh.
He's a Super Bowl winner.
Yeah.
Like, he's a developer of quarterbacks.
Good guy.
I mean, listen, we knew that he was taking a gap year, much like Sean Payton is doing right now, like Mike McCarthy did the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe he's ready to get back in the game. He does nothing. I mean, it was DeFilippo that was with him. It was a lot of great, young, talented offensive minds that kind of developed Carson Wentz. Ready to talk about Frank Reich, DeFilippo.
It was
a bunch of these guys that was there, man. So, I mean, listen, you can't go wrong, I don't think, with Doug Peterson. I think he's, you know, another guy from that Andy Reid tree. You see that they
can't run a Philly
hired.
Special when you play for the Giants, though.
What do you call it? The meh, Eli.
Yeah, not quite sure. Let's take Keith. What's going on, Keith?
Keith was born in the 70s or 80s, I guarantee you.
Keith.
Hello.
Yo, we got you.
Hello,
Keith. What's
how
happening?
You doing?
All right.
Good.
What do you got for us?
Real quick, you guys, and Bart, I agree with you 100% on Barry Bonds. You know, I watched him hit his 660th home run on my mom's 60th birthday on September 6th.
Mm.
5 days later, 9/11 happened. No, but Barry Bonds was the reason that they were able to move out of Candlestick into Pac Bell Park and be successful. I just don't understand how these writers, you know, go about denying this man the ability to be a Hall of Famer. Now, here's what I do know. If we as citizens were able to find out who these writers were that were denying them their stations or boycotted their paper,
but you can.
He would be in.
But, Keith, here's the thing. Their names, pretty much a lot of them, are public. They're very public about it. So it's not like you don't know. A lot of them tell you.
Well, we need to make it a lot more apparent because I don't know one sports writer outside of Brian Costas. Bob Costas.
Or Bob.
Yeah, Bob Costas.
Brian is his brother. Hey, we got a tweet from Master of the Kumite. He said, Alicia Keys is talented but very boring and generic. If she did a halftime show on her own, no one would be excited about it. Is that your burner account?
No, that's not my burner account.
Why, what is with this Alicia Keys, like, disrespect?
No, she's cool. She's cool.
What do you mean she's cool? She's Alicia Keys. She's crazy talented. I don't know. I'm really.
Jennifer Hudson is talented. I mean, it's a lot
can
of
Jennifer
talented.
Hudson also play the piano? And
I think so. She can act pretty damn good.
I'm talking about the level of Alicia Keys.
Did you see her in Aretha Franklin, the Respect movie? Yeah, it was wonderful. Amazing. It was wonderful. Amazing.
But nobody's saying she's not good. Nobody's going, meh, like
just,
you
it
are.
It just levels to it, man. Like Alicia Keys would be R.J. Barrett.
What's wrong with R.J. Barrett?
He's not the top 25 and under 25, is he?
He's getting
But
there.
He's good.
He's getting
but
there.
But who's above? But
he's still putting his billboard on the game above. Tonight.
Hell, he's playing in the biggest market in the world. If he's not the top 25 and 25, then he's out.
Nick, see tonight. I'll see y'all on MSG.
I'm going down.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.